Jim Gill, I brought here his book, May There Always Be Sunshine. Wonderful, wonderful book with a wonderful song that we always did at Mother's Day. But we also made our own book. And our own book said, May There Always Be Children. And each child would draw what they wanted there to always be. So they could say, May there always be sun. May there always be, what can we think of, trains. You have some very interesting things. But whatever they said, they drew a picture of. And underneath it would say, May there always be trains with their name. And every day we would read that story, and they knew the words. They knew their friends' creations. And it was a very, it built a lot of autonomy and a lot of group support of one child to another. Lots of self-esteem, creativity. Some of the pictures were incredible. And they build a bond between each other and with the teacher. They were part of the teaching. So I highly recommend this book. Could you put on the Jim Gill? Jim Gill does, this is his book piece, but he also does a lot of action. May there always be. Just give you a little kind of a short idea. Here's his. I feel like I promote him, but he's great.
May there always be sunshine.
See the voice, he's got this wonderful.
May there always be blue skies. May there always
where's
be
our mama. There's mama.
May there always be me.
Now here's how he tells the children.
I've sung this song now with thousands of children, and they've given me quite a list of other things they'd like there to always be. We've made a song out of a few of my favorites.
Let's give you just an idea.
May there always be colors. May there always be grapes.
See how they're wonderful.
May there always be teeth. May there always be fish.
Turn it off. So this is a way you can create a book and you do it musically. You're teaching them the words. You're giving them opportunity for creativity. Another really fun thing to do with music. Now, music within books, there's been a huge number of books. If you go to the library, there are just sections of books that are musical. This is, I think, one of the nicest. It comes with a CD, which is not here. And this came out of Sesame Street, and it's all the children in the world all singing in the same voice. And at the end, it talks about that you're all singing in the same voice, the same song, and singing in harmony. So it really has a nice message of community and sharing and understanding and empathizing with your fellow human children. Have any of you used this book? Are you familiar with this? I just found Madagascar, which is a kid's movie. They have a CD, and they do The Wonderful World, which is Louis Armstrong's song, and it is a wonderful version, absolutely wonderful. This book is, the colors and everything for young children is so great, but this just doesn't have a CD, it just has the words. And it has the children making puppets. Where do we have Louis? There's Louis Armstrong. And what I did, what's wonderful with this, to help them understand other cultures, I talked about Louis Armstrong and his wonderful, how he has this very different voice. And he plays this trumpet, and he had this wonderful song. And then after that, we played the music. We first did the book, and then we played the music. And they got so intrigued with Louis Armstrong. But the message about it's a wonderful world and the future for them is just beautiful. So there are many, many opportunities with music. Music and books that you can do at the library as well. Now, this one leads into the math piece. That's sort of the early literacy. Before that is the classroom. This is the math piece. Early childhood educators, knowing that math and music share similar inherent characteristics, can use simple musical elements to introduce math, interactions, and ideas to infants, toddlers, and preschoolers. There are a number of things that are out now. Pam Schiller does a number of books, and she presents at the NACI conference. She does some really wonderful things, divided up in different concepts, one-to-one, counting one-to-one, having them understand that, sequencing. And she has different music, and she does it starting with the very youngest, going all the way up to children who are in as high as third grade, and different how they can learn multiplication all through music. These are the things you can learn from that, including the rote learning of numbers. And I can't resist having, would you put on Jim Gill's Jumping and Counting? This is one that came from Sue Holtzman, and I think it's a wonderful way for them to learn how to count, and they get to jump.
Jump, 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 jumping higher we, but we'll stop jumping.
So they're jumping, 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 and then they count. One,
two, three.
Then they jump some more. Love it.
Jump, jump, jumping even more. But we'll stop jumping while we count.
See, he's back there. He's having a good time. One, two, and it rhymes. Excuse me.
Four.
So there's an example of, you know, music and teaching math in a very simple way. But they really do learn the one-to-one, a finger for each one, and count up to 10. And I always tell them 10 is the hardest. If they can make it to that, they're really pleased about that. Then I come to my conclusion, and I had to put Fred Rogers because, you know, he's just one of the greats. Music is the one art we all have inside. We may not be able to play an instrument, but we can sing along or clap and tap our feet. All of us have had the experience of hearing a tune from childhood and having that melody evoke a memory or feeling. The music we hear early on tends to stay with us all our lives. And I really believe that. I really, really hope that, you know, you'll go back to wherever you are and try this, try some music, weave it into what you're doing, whether it's in a classroom or in a hospital setting or even with just children that you know. Little tiny children, I mean, that little one back there moving. I mean, you play music and they start moving. And it really, it's such a wonderful gift to give them. And exposing them to all kinds, I didn't even go into that piece, but classical music, jazz, folk music, there's so much. And they all give something and add something to the children, their whole knowledge of life. And it's a gift that they can have all their whole lives. It's time to end. Thank you so much. I so appreciated having you all here.